Go Cast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night Show with Brad Williams and my co-host hanging out over there, Adam Ray. What's up, Adam?
Ooh.
And we have a new sound guy.
Yeah.
We have Dick from the Dick and Darren podcast. So if we suddenly go out, there's no audio or our cues are bad, don't blame our beloved Gint. Just
also, if you hear us say, "Hey, what's going on with my dick?"
Yeah, we're talking about our sound guy.
Yeah,
our engineer. Fun show today. No guests, just me and Adam. I feel
we haven't
like,
done this in a while. We haven't done any.
We had like a lot of guests. We had KT and Brett Ernst and that. So yeah, we just wanted to get to know each other. We had a fun time.
Yeah,
last
this is how
night.
It all started, man. It was just you and I jamming.
Right.
And speaking of jamming, boy, that crowd last night.
That was good.
Brad headlined the Irvine Improv in beautiful Irvine, California, off 71 Fortune Drive at the Irvine Spectrum.
Wow. Nice.
Home of Quiznos, Subway.
All the things that white people like.
You know what? You understand why they put comedy clubs in giant malls like that. Because
yeah.
Not only is it a great place for businesses to bleed into, but, I mean, shit.
it's nice to know that you can go to the Cheesecake Factory and then
go see a midget.
Yeah, and then go see a midget tell jokes.
Yeah.
That's an evening.
I mean, that's
right there. That's fun.
You know what I'm always curious about? Like the way when you say at the beginning of your shows, you know, like you'll say how like, you know, we've had a, you know, like last night our host was a black comic named Michael Anthony.
It was great.
It was great, right?
Yeah.
But you were like, we've had a black, a Jew, and now a midget. Like, you guys are set. Nothing is tough. What did you say? Screw you, P.T. Barnum is what
yeah,
you said.
I said, screw you, P.T. Barnum, because nothing he could come up with in his Barnum and Bailey circus could top what we had.
Yeah.
You don't have, step right up, see? You see the black guy, see a Jew, and then, oh, the incredible shrinking man. It's going to be a fun time, see?
Never. And how much would you pay for that show?
Well, last night.
You would
night,
probably assume, like, you know, couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, well, last night they paid about $20.
See?
that was a deal.
They got a steal of a lifetime. But I'm just curious when people plan their nights out, if they're like, you know, if they don't, like, you're getting to the point to where a lot of people are, you know, coming to see you and know of you. But,
right.
Like, there's still, obviously, there's a lot of people in the world. There's a lot that are just being like, what are you doing tonight, Dave? Oh, we're going to go, on to Applebee's, get a couple Bloomin' Onions. You know, it's a Marcy's been working all week. Plus, you know, we finally got an eye out from the kids. They're fucking driving us nuts. And then, you know, just go see that. Go, maybe check in at Bruno's, see how the Steelers game's going. Oh, and then we're going to go see a fucking midget. Like, do you think that they just brush over that? Like,
I don't know. I would like that's good, and then also I think it's good when if people just buy tickets to see a comedy show
and have no idea.
They don't know they don't know the comedians. They're like, well, it's the Improv. They got to have a funny quality comedian. They're
yeah.
sitting there like, well, the first three guys were very funny.
Sure.
That was good, and then I run up on stage. They're like, not expecting that. Okay.
And do you think they haven't? Do you think some of them too are like, oh, I guess we're not seeing comedy tonight? Like maybe they're like. He's gonna go up there and juggle
yeah,
or eat
he juggles,
or
he does
you know,
cartwheels.
Eat biscuit, eat biscuit lips.
Okay, we gotta talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Before I was at the Irvine Improv, I was in New York this weekend. I was at the Governor's Comedy Club, and it was in Long Island. Really fun and really cool to be out there because obviously of what was going on with the hurricane and stuff
yeah.
like that. People are suffering, and I saw a lot of like. Toppled buildings and trees everywhere still.
Oh, shit.
And a lot of people still don't have power, which is nuts to think about. But still, people came out to the shows. So if you're listening to my podcast or listening to this podcast and you were out to the shows, thank you very much.
Yeah, people need an escape during times like that.
Yeah.
Even though it's so tough to even feel like you're actually – like when you're so far removed from things like that, it's so mm-hmm. easy just to continue to go on with your day and be like,
sure.
Oh, people are sending money and this and that. And what can I really do over here? You know, other than maybe, you know, text some money for relief, which
right.
is something.
Yeah,
so,
it's good.
You know, I did that. You got to do that.
Yeah, but then you see it and you're like, oh, wait, okay, this is real now. Like, people actually.
And when the news stops freaking out about it, that's mm-hmm. when you're kind of like, even just last week, somebody mentioned the hurricane. I was like, oh, that's right. That happened.
Yeah,
like,
that happened.
And people are still dealing with that. You just assume because.
Well, I don't care about the hurricane anymore. I want to know where General Petraeus put his dick.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Who gives a
yeah,
crap?
Khloe Kardashian is hosting X Factor.
Yeah, let's talk about that now. Who gives a shit about New York people? But no, it was good to be out there, and the fans are really cool. But a moment happened in my show that I know I shouldn't have laughed at, but I had to laugh at it.
I'm going to guess it was something racist.
It was.
Because that's always how a racist comment happens.
I don't mean to be racist,
Or I didn't want to laugh at this, but...
You know.
Everybody deep down wants to laugh at something
absolutely.
Racist.
So what was happening is I was doing my show, and I didn't have a heckler, but there was a black couple on the side of the stage, and they were kind of talking loudly. Shocker. I know.
I was waiting for that.
Like, that never happens.
I was like, what was the volume of their discussion chatter, Brad?
Might have been a little loud. Just saying. But at the same time, when it comes to me and hecklers, I'm not very confrontational on stage.
You're not.
Because here's how I view it. My comedy is kind of happy. I'm not a Bill Burr or a Jim Jeffries, who both are hilarious, but they're kind of angry on stage.
You won't stray from your act to shut them up or even really deal with it too much unless you have to.
Right.
And I've seen that, and it's you know, because you have your shit, and you're like, look, this is going to be good. Let me do it for you. Like I have a good show for you. So,
right.
You know, but I've seen, you know, times when you've really, if something really, you know, you'll stop yourself.
When it starts to bother other people, then it's like, okay, now I gotta,
because
I have tricks. Like, what I like to do is if people start talking, what I do is I lower the volume of my voice and I start telling my jokes really quietly. Because then the people start hearing themselves talk loudly. So then they start like going, oh crap, we're talking, and then they shut up. There's little tricks like that. So I was about to get into, hey Dick, turn that down.
Oh, that was Braddy.
Oh yeah, okay, that was Dick, our sound producer, turning the volume.
I'm gonna turn my headphones up. I guess he turned my
headphones.
Up.
Yeah.
There we go. That's it. Yeah.
There we go. Perfect. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, buddy. That's my Dick.
That's my dick.
Working properly again.
That should be a sitcom.
Every now and then my dick just stops working. And you know what?
Why isn't That's My Dick a sitcom? It should be.
You know, dick is an appropriate word to say on television, right?
Yes, it is.
On cable, I think.
Yes, it is. As long as you
like
are...
Friends, David Schwimmer was never like, Phoebe, my dick hasn't been working.
Well, I think, and...
That's the first time I've attempted a David Schwimmer. Let me just stop and say that.
Yeah. That was, I don't know, that was kind of like... Kind of sounds like Jay Leno's having a stroke.
Maybe. Jay Leno having a stroke will go, I thought we got a great show tonight. We got a great show tonight. His voice just goes, we got a great show tonight.
Is that Leno having a stroke or sucking dick? I get it.
Hey,
dick.
Maybe a little bit of. Maybe it's a little bit of both, Brad.
I know, it might be.
Wow, Jay Leno having a stroke. And this concludes the portion of the show called Two Comedians Who Will Never Be on the Tonight Show.
I know, right? And thus, they were never invited. Yeah. But okay, back to the story. So,
black couple in the corner.
Yes, they're talking. It's getting loud. I'm about to address it, and then this white dude from across the room, and literally, I'm in the process of turning to the couple to talk to them.
Sure.
This white dude from across the room stands up.
The
and goes,
potentially racist comment is on the tip of your tongue.
Yes, I've got it, and then. you know, this guy just said, hey, don't worry. It's like the backup point guard.
Which happens a lot in shows when crowd members come to the rescue for you.
Right.
They feel, which you get kind of like, hey, man, what are you doing? But at the same time, you're like, well, this guy is like trying to stick up for me.
Yeah, which is like the backup quarterback from the Patriots going, hey, Tom Brady, let me just handle that for you. Yeah. You know what I mean? I know you're okay, but I got this.
I know you're three for eight for third downs, but I'm zero for zero, so those are better odds.
I think I got it. So this dude stands up and yells across the room, hey, shut your mouth, biscuit lips.
Wow. Doesn't sound racist, but in the context, super racist.
I just lost it.
Biscuit lips.
I've never heard biscuit lips before.
Well, now, black people having big lips is a stereotype.
That's a stereotype.
But it's not even really a stereotype. There are a lot of black people have...
It's have big lips.
But
no
not even... I mean, big... Not even, like... We're saying big lips as if it's like the fucking, like, gigantic fucking lip. Dude, I have big lips.
I mean, there's plenty of white girls who get plastic surgery in Beverly Hills that have way bigger lips than black people. So it's not
and
even
biscuits.
That.
What about biscuits?
I always associated biscuits with white people.
For sure.
Because biscuits and gravy.
Like,
right?
Like
that's
like
a white
the down
person.
South. Like
yeah. So I you always see Larry the Cable Guy going like, I wish edible underwear came in the flavor of biscuits and gravy. Get it done. I'm a millionaire. You know, and you don't really assume.
Yeah.
that associated not, with black people.
Yeah, because Biscuit Lips doesn't sound racist. If he had been like, you know, hey, watermelon food stamps, like if he had said something, you know.
Right, then you're like, oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay, well, but that's specific.
Yeah, but it was this moment where me and the entire audience were like, I think I'm going to laugh at that because that was fucking funny.
And you did, right?
Oh, of course.
And then everybody else followed suit.
Yeah, and I just looked at the guy like, okay, first of all, I'm going to assume that was fucked up.
That's great that you didn't know. You have to be like, I don't know what Biscuit Lips means, but I know I didn't like how it came out of your voice directed towards that man.
Sure, like this is Long Island, New York. Maybe this is a term of endearment.
Oh,
that,
so thick
that,
Long
that,
Island accent
yeah,
when I said it too.
Yeah, that we on the West Coast don't understand. Maybe Biscuit Lips is like a compliment out there.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know.
You don't know.
Maybe like on Valentine's Day, there's cards from Hallmark that say, you're my Biscuit Lips.
Well, there will be now. Because Hallmark listens to the About Last Night podcast.
They should.
Searching for card ideas.
They should. But yeah, I just had to laugh at that. And
well, that's incredible.
And I was like, we got to talk about this. I'm like, what does Biscuit Lips mean? And the guy says, I don't even know, black people like biscuits. And it's just like.
Dude, everybody likes
biscuits. Everybody likes biscuits.
Like, and everybody has lips.
Yeah. So who, like.
And that brings up a good point. It's racist when you, when you say something like that. If he was, you know, he directed it towards the guy. Like, shut up, you Biscuit Lips. Like.
Right.
I think if it's, like, some sort of, like, you're trying to put the kibosh on somebody on their freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And you say you, and then you specify some fucking random.
Sure.
Pairing of words like biscuits and lips. That's how you get something really racist. Like Brad, if you were talking, like, you know, if I just interrupted you.
Yeah, so if I'm talking about the podcast and talking about the Long Island shows were and great crowds and it just had a great time and the wait staff was amazing at Governor's.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Pancake Knuckles. You fucking Pancake Knuckles.
See, like that those words mean nothing. Yet I'm like, I should be.
I think
offended
it's you.
At that.
If I put the you in front, like, yeah. You like, because then you start to think you're like, because that's when you really like you get sold out, and it's
sure.
like you are a pancake knuckle.
start thinking like, I should really get offended at this. I'm not pancake knuckles. What? What? Just because I like biscuits? Just because I like Bisquick in the morning? And, you know, I got maybe too many Mrs. Butterworth syrup bottles, and I got hairy knuckles. You're calling me pancake knuckles? I'll fuck you up. You know, like, but
you can find a justification for it.
You just assume, and the best part about it, when the guy yelled it out, the black guy didn't even get mad.
Didn't even flinch.
Because the black guy's
He'd
like...
He'd heard it before.
No, he never heard it before. He was like looking at him like,
"Oh, he knew that wasn't
should
racist.
I be offended by
should,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Should
wow.
I be mad? Should I be
and
kicking ass over Biscuit Lips? I don't know."
And I think because there are so many just stupid white racist whites that I think like a handful of African American people will be on the defense a little quick because there is so much racism towards them.
Sure.
So the fact that he was chill about it and not. Jumping immediately, being like, whoa, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, even it was that confusing for even him, who was probably conditioned to be like, hey, man. He was like, wait, biscuit, what? What am I? How does that work out?
I gotta break this down.
I think that's the formula. It's food plus part of the body plus you in front of that equals racist.
So
tweet
if,
us.
So if I called someone, shut up, you cookie elbow.
You cookie elbow.
Like that, you just be like,
you know,
oh,
tweet
shit.
Us your racist food plus body part slurs. That's how you make a racist slur. You
food
plus
a food.
Food plus a part of the body.
Then that there's
a racial slur.
There's your racial slur. Now I've heard you've seen the comedian Shang, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Shang, very funny dude.
We gotta have him on, dude.
Oh, he's funny.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. We should get in touch with Shang. Shang tells a story in his act that he once got called a moon cricket.
Oh, that's incredible. That's a great, yeah, that's, dude, see, he would be perfect to talk to about that right now. A moon cricket,
yeah. a moon, like,
what does he say in the bit about,
fuck.
He's just as confused, I think he's confused, like, he didn't know if he should be angry.
Right, it's like, should I start a riot right now?
Yeah.
Like, even me and the other black people are like, should we beat you? Should we, like, study this and be like, I don't know.
Cricket. Yeah, is that a compliment?
I think it's just white people going
creatures of the sun.
Like, I think it's just white people thinking, all right, there's so many that we're not allowed to say. Like, there's so many terms, racial slurs,
yes.
Where if we say them out loud, even other white people have to beat us up at that point. So now we're just gonna make up new ones.
Make up new ones that could be portrayed as a compliment or. Even though they know what it means.
Right.
I think that's what it is. I think the guy knew Biscuit Lips didn't mean anything, but he got behind it when he said it.
He sold
and he
it.
Pointed, yeah, he sold it. So in his head he goes, I got him. But in actuality, everyone's like, you didn't get anything, man. You just said a bunch of, you made yourself look really, really stupid. And you know, a new kind of racism.
It is. So, yeah, tweet us at FunnyBrad at AdamRayComedy and let us know your made-up new racial slurs. Take a random food and a random body part, put them together, and let's see what you guys can come up with. It'll be fun. But yeah,
this is for all ages, by the way. Don't think you can only do this if you're in your 30s.
Oh, I think your nieces could come up with some good ones.
My 3-year-old nieces?
Yes.
Boy. Yeah, you.
You cupcake toenail, you know.
Wow, that sounds even that sounds terrible.
It does, right?
Cupcake toenail.
Oh, it was a fun.
What, you say I'm not good with money? What? No. God, see how confusing this is.
It was a fun time in New York, and that just shows New York people are
you
very honest.
You meatball femur. What? Dude, take that back. Take that back.
That sounds like a good Italian one. Meatball femur. I'm sure if you called Snooki a meatball femur, she might have to fight you.
It also sounds like some sort of like car that's coming. Like it sounds like you know, introducing the new Lexus XL500, power steering, GPS, leather interior, and introducing the all new meatball femur. Go straight up your ass as you're driving.
Our wonderful sound guy Dick has.
What's up with my Dick?
He has offered baloney nose. I like that one, baloney nose.
You know what? At first, I was reading that. I thought it said balcony something.
And balcony
I was like,
noise.
I was like, dude, Dick, this is the worst. This is the worst commercial break alert I've ever gotten. You just wrote balcony nose. Okay, baloney nose. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's great.
And it's funny because like insults like that. Sometimes you insult people, you don't realize that it might be something bigger than that.
Of course.
That also happened to me. On my flight out to New York, because I flew into JFK, and oftentimes the Los Angeles to New York flights have a couple of interesting people on them, you know, either celebrities or
oh for sure
or
by the way
whatnot.
your flying bit, which I've heard many times last night. I emailed myself a handful of things to tell you to keep. There's a few things you said in the moment where you're like, I got to remember that. I wrote them down.
Oh, cool, thanks.
But the flying bit, you added this. About at least I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, the legs dangling.
Legs
one?
Dangling, perfect.
Yeah,
them falling asleep, and then first of all, them falling asleep. And what did you say after that? About
well, yeah, and I don't mind doing the bit here because I'm probably gonna replace the bit soon or put it on a CD or something. But and this is absolutely true. When I fly, my legs dangle, and they fall asleep, and it sucks.
As soon as you said that, I turned to my friend. And I was like, dude, I was laughing that you were like they fall, and I was like, dude, yeah. I was like that fucking like. How do you deal with that? Like, because you're flying all the time.
So what I do is I just slam my legs up against the seat in front of mine to jam them up so, like, to keep the blood circulating. But what that does is it kicks the seat in front of me. And oftentimes I do it kind of hard because I'm trying to get my circulation going again. And, like, the guy in front of the seat who's sitting in the seat in front of me just stands up and like, what the fuck? I'm going to mess you up. Whoa, God beat me to it.
That's the line, dude. That line, dude, I was like, that was genius, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank
God
you.
Beat me to it.
God beat me to it. So, and it's funny because I've done that joke like maybe 3 times now. It's sort of a brand new line. And when I do it, sometimes the crowd just goes, oh.
I'm so like, bad for
I'm like, I'm like, talking dude, about me.
Yeah, come on, I know.
I'm not talking about somebody else. I'm not talking about biscuit lips over there. I'm just talking about me. It's okay. So I was getting on my flight, and it was an early flight, like about 6 a.m. This was Friday morning, L.A. to New York. And I saw this dude, and I took a picture of him because he was dressed like a douchebag. And I tweeted it.
Isn't it funny how your initial reaction is just like, well, I'm never going to see. Like, because you see douchebags. And you meet them. But when you see one that you haven't even met, you are judging his appearance. And you're like, for sure this guy is an asshole.
Absolutely.
For sure he treats women like shit. And also the combination of wardrobe. Like, what was he?
Well, here's the thing. Now, you can actually see a picture of this guy. I tweeted this picture. Follow me on Twitter, at FunnyBrad. And you can see what he was dressed like. Basically, he was wearing neon green shoes at 6 a.m. And it's like, you're not a crossing guard. You don't need neon green
you're not
shoes.
A crossing guard. Where did you go to school? Fucking.
Yeah, tight ass pants. You know, like the really tight pants where it's like, okay, I now know that you're not Jewish. You know what I mean? Like that, like that tight pants, you know, because they like just frame the balls and the cock so well. Maybe I was just staring there.
wait a minute. Let's backtrack here. Because that threw me. Wait, that he's not Jewish. What do
you mean? Because Jews, you cut your cocks.
Oh, so yeah. You could see this. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if you were making like a Jews wear baggy pants joke or like a, or Jews aren't well endowed, which yeah. I was, you know, you were going to force me to take my pants off.
That would have been a first on the About Last Night show.
Okay, so the pants were so tight you could see that he was not circumcised.
Yes, and let's see.
I love that you've been able to tell though at some points by looking at the crotches of Jews.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they're at my eye level. I'm a damn expert. And then he's wearing he's white and he's wearing a T-shirt that has a black fist on it, doing like the Black Panther salute.
Okay.
He's got a hoodie on and sunglasses. And a lot of necklaces, like an overabundance of necklaces, and
too many necklaces is a clear giveaway.
And neon green suspenders, and that's the kicker.
Although I'm not going to knock the suspenders move because you know what, bring those back. Unless you're Amish, you deliver milk.
I'm sorry, unless you're Larry King or Amish, you can wear suspenders.
You're right.
That's it. This dude.
So under 60, you should not be wearing suspenders.
Yeah. So I take a picture of him, and I tweet it out, and I make the joke, this douchebag is on my flight, so if my plane crashes, don't feel bad. You know, because at least we took him out. And apparently, this dude that I took a picture of happened to be a lead singer of a band.
What?
Yeah.
I love where the story may go.
His name is Travis.
Travis what?
I don't know what his last name is. The band is We the Kings. Now, I've never heard of this band, but I looked him up on Twitter. He's got like 150,000 followers or something.
So one of those 150 followed you maybe?
Yeah, a lot of them. And then like I got some mad hate on my Twitter like, stop making fun of Travis. And I don't know this band. Yeah. I think Dick's gonna. Or Dick, are you looking up some of their shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
yeah.
Play a little tidbit of We the Kings.
Yeah, they're called We the Kings. And listen, it could be a great band. I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's good, but if you're dressing like a douchebag at 6 o'clock in the morning,
guess what?
You're a douchebag.
Yeah, and Brad's gonna take a picture of you.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you can't sing. It doesn't mean you're not very talented at what you do. It just means you dress like a douchebag.
Sure.
I know this because I used to dress like a douchebag. I say this as I'm wearing a salmon colored, and it's salmon. It's not.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
it's collared shirt, but like I used to dress like a total douchebag, like the Ed Hardy up to the T.
Let me just ask you: was it picture day in the fourth grade today? That's kind of what you look like. But you look great. Like, you look good in polos.
Yeah, I pull it off. But, yeah, so then, I'm sorry, but it just means you're a douche. And by the way, don't, it's emphasized by the fact that you're doing this at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
6 a.m. flight.
You're caring way too much about what's.
Dress like a douchebag, like. I want to know.
So, are you saying there's specific hours of the day?
There's douchebag hours.
To strut your douchebaggery?
Okay. Between the hours of 7 and 2 a.m., 7 p.m. and 2 a.m., those are douchebag hours.
Wow.
That's when it's acceptable.
I'm going to have to agree with that.
To dress like a douchebag because you're going out to dinner, you're going out to a club, uh-huh. You're doing something. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But when you're on a flight at 6 a.m.,
yeah, just. Tone it down a notch.
I mean, do you watch Mad Men? When they fly on Mad Men, they're in fucking suits.
Yeah, dude.
They're looking amazing. They're like, this is an outing. We're going out. We're going to dress nice. And not to say I dress all that great on flights.
Yeah, because
but...
sometimes I'll wear sweats or, you know, a mesh tank top underneath a sweatshirt, of course.
Oh, what's this? Is this? I wish my heart was always on her mind. This is We the Kings? She's on mine like all day,
all the time. I hope dwarves don't take pictures of me at 6 a.m. on a flight. I got suspenders on. Ooh, We the Kings.
Wow. All right, turn it off. That's
yeah.
That's got 6 million views on
YouTube.
I'm
never going down. I'm never getting up.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I'm never getting a pube.
That was the next lyric.
Yeah, that was.
How many views does it have? Six million.
6 million.
God, I gotta make a music video.
Am I now becoming old?
That sounded like everything, though, didn't it?
It just sounded like poppy whatever.
Like the, it had like, turn. Give me one more little tidbit of it. Oh, just no, take it off.
Turn
That's
it
fine.
Off. That's fine. But yeah,
it's just like the this like you know D C like F, sure. like just easy chord chords. Progressions like. I'm kind of whiny.
I'm white and I've got problems.
I've got spiky hair and some tattoos, and I'm on a flight at 6 a.m. with no shoes. Dwarfs behind me taking pictures. No circulation in his fixtures. I mean his legs.
Not nice, not bad. Oh, and then I forgot to put this important detail of the guy. He's a ginger. He's a redhead on top of that.
I thought you were going to say he was a biscuit lips.
Oh, he's a biscuit lips. Absolutely. He definitely had biscuit lips.
He's a ginger.
Yeah, he's a ginger on top of that.
Kudos to fucking for a – I mean, what other gingers are rocking bands like that? Annie Lennox, but she gingered herself. She was, like, always black hair.
I think Axl Rose is a ginger, isn't
no.
he?
No.
Isn't he ginger?
No.
Or is that – it's kind of whatever. He's kind of there. And then
it's already dude, as
I'm never going down, never getting up, and yeah, and yeah. I want to play at 6 a.m. So if all I'm saying is if you're listening to this podcast, please
pray that you're not sitting behind you.
Yeah, tweet Travis. I don't know what his Twitter is. Find him on Twitter. It's Travis something, lead singer of We the Kings. Just say, hey, stop dressing like a douchebag on early morning flights.
That song was called Say You Like Me.
Ooh.
Which evidently
say
you don't.
Say You Like Me?
Which evidently. Well played, Dick.
Thank you,
that's
Dick.
My Dick.
That's my Dick.
Hard and to the point with his facts.
Just magic comes flowing out of him. He builds it up, and then Dick.
My
just,
Dick is constantly dropping knowledge.
Dick just spits
and
out
and coming
fire.
In at the right time.
Absolutely.
Dick stands for Dude Is Communicating Knowledge.
Wow. Did you just come up with that?
No, it's been on my Facebook.
You son of a bitch. Because I know you're quick, Dick. I know you're quick. Like my Dick is quick, but like that was like way too quick, even for a guy who's quick.
But I would hope. I assume this guy's making money now because, you know, the band's 6 million views. People know who he is, whatever the fuck. I would hope that once...
Now, he didn't respond. His fans got on you. Didn't respond.
No, just his fans got on me.
Okay.
Well, but then, like I said...
What do you do, man?
A douche is a douche. And I
is a douche.
Is a douche is a douche. And I think that's the next, like, book that your kids should read after The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle. They should read that and then go right to A Douche is a Douche.
Did you... Did you read that before? Is that what you were? You read that book and you're like, you know what? I'm feeling in a 6-year-old mood right now. I'm going to put this shirt on and go take pictures outside of candy shops.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing, too. There's so many people like that on flights that are, I mean, because 6 million views for a music video, he's probably
sure
150,000 Twitter followers. He's got a following.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people probably on flights all the time. I mean, shit, man, I've seen, like, Bill Russell on flights or, you know, one of the Farrelly brothers was on my flight back from Boston a month ago. I mean, there's people like that all the time that you're seeing. What did he write?
Dick just wrote, you douche biscuit.
Douche biscuit.
I like douche biscuit.
That strikes.
That might be my new favorite insult, calling someone a douche biscuit.
You know, in the same line of insults, I called a I was talking about how the word bummer, like nobody likes to be called a bummer, and like the power behind it, like, you know, it's the same thing when like you say like a parent doesn't like yell at you, but if they just sit you down, they look at you and they just go, I'm very disappointed in you.
That's like, more effective.
Much more, a larger impact.
Right.
But I was describing a couple of friends of mine, and they were like, they just always would like, you know, come, if they went out, which they rarely did, they would, they just kind of like never really have a good time and talk about like just complaining about their kid and then like, whatever. And so I called them a bummer couple. And their faces, fucking, it was like I called them biscuit lips. And they were not white. Like they got so... Like, and I just made that up on the spot. I was like, you guys are a fucking bummer couple. And they collectively were like, fuck you, man. Like, that has never been – no, I don't think anyone's ever used the word bummer and couple in the same –
yeah, you're bummer couple. Like, them fighting words, boy.
Dude, they took it so personally. And they immediately just were like – and he was like, dude – and so then he started getting really defensive. He was like, we just got a lot of shit going on, man. He didn't even stop to go, what does that mean? He was just like – he knew what it meant, and he didn't like it. But you know what?
A bummer couple. I like that.
And that's why being single is better.
Now I have that fucking song in my head. I can't get it out.
I'm never going down. Never getting up. Yeah, but my lyrics were better. Yeah,
they were.
There's
actually
a dwarf behind me taking pictures. I hope he doesn't post it on Twitter.
Fuck you, Travis.
Because my fans will retaliate.
I hope when I get money, I'm better than that. Although, you know what? I'm not.
No, come on, dude.
I'm not.
Yo, you'd. But here's the thing, man. If that happened to you, if you kicked the seat like you did to put your feet up, and the guy turned around and snapped a picture of you being like, this asshole's kicking my seat.
Right.
And then all of a sudden people felt it was you.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, they'd be like, all right, well, he's not kicking the seat.
Yeah. He's putting his feet up.
That's where his feet are going at this point. So.
Right.
But also, I don't know, man. I
just don't think they'd get mad, but I don't think I'll be that guy when I get money to change or whatever and be all like all fancy.
Who will you be?
Because here's what happened.
The more that because I say that shit too, man. I subscribe and I feel like we're both good people and we have good families that aren't gonna let us get crazy heads and let money change our lives. But man, it happens to fucking everyone. And I know friends even from college that I've seen who have, careers taken off, and dude, they're not the same people, man. And I...
Well, see, here's the thing. Is I got into a discussion with some of my guy buddies. They were over watching football yesterday. And we got into that discussion of, guys go into hypotheticals all the time.
Of course.
And we got into the, well, what would you do with fuck you money? Just absolute fuck you money.
And explain to the listeners what that means.
Fuck you money is just you could do literally whatever you want. You have enough money to do, like Mark Cuban has fuck you money.
Yeah.
Just, you don't want me to wear a t-shirt and khakis with cargos on it because I'm the owner of a fucking basketball team? Fuck you. I'm a billionaire.
Fuck you. I'm going to, yeah.
Don't give a shit.
And he also does things where he'll build these state-of-the-art facilities for everybody. Do things... with the money that makes them not really have any say for other things. So
absolutely.
It's like, dude, I have state-of-the-art facilities. I put the team up in these ridiculous hotels when we travel.
Yeah.
The plane's tricked out. Everybody has their own headphone, whatever, you know.
Fuck your money.
Yeah.
So, all of my friends did like the typical sort of fuck you money stuff. Like, oh, I get a jet, I get a big house,
I get a Papa Shot basketball machine.
It's the damn right, you get
an air hockey table,
a
Slurpee machine.
You just like
and a puppy.
Yeah, you just have an arcade going on in your house. And then it got to me. And I thought about it for a second, and what I would do with fuck you money, no joke, I would have my three best guy buddies, and probably you included, Adam,
fuck
right?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Probably you included.
I'd love to be in that group.
Absolutely. Well, maybe not. Because I would get my best guy buddies in a room. I would have a Vietnamese male prostitute
in
the room.
Well, I checked out. I just checked out. I just crossed my name off the list, took my email off the e-vite, unsubscribed to the fan page.
And what I did, and what I would do is I would just keep throwing down wads of $1,000 to see how much
God,
would it take to blow the prostitute. Not receive a blowjob, give a blowjob to the Vietnamese male prostitute.
Dude, that's...
Because guys have the conversation of, oh, man.
Would you suck a dick for $1 million?
It'd be like $10 billion, man. It'd be like
$10 billion.
Whatever
the
fuck.
But guess what? You find three dudes at stages in their life where, maybe $1,000 to cover rent is what you need that month. And you really have no other options at that point.
Yeah. That's
Craigslist is, there's no good, listings. You're fucking California Pizza Kitchen hasn't called you back. Was your last resort.
You're desperate.
You have 10 years restaurant experience. You can't even work at CPK. You're like, maybe a Vietnamese cock is in the cards right now.
Absolutely.
I'm never going down. I'm never getting up.
And that song will be playing in the background as you're taking a shot in the mouth.
Well, that changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
Now you need to throw in a couple more
bills. If you could have good background music, then absolutely.
By the way, that should definitely be his next music video. It's you fucking putting wads of money down to see one dude. And that song's playing the whole time. And you just wait, and it's like a five-minute song. And then finally one guy just fucking, you drop a certain amount, and one guy stands up and walks over and gets down on his knees, and then just cuts out.
And then just goes, fine.
Wow, that's actually so. You want to get to the point to where you want to risk your friendships?
Yes.
Because, wow. Well, let me just tell you, I feel like we're great friends. I would not be in that circle because that's how much I value our friendship, Brad.
Yes.
Because I realize that the consequences of But you know, fuck, dude. That's money. That's the power of money, dude.
Yeah, and so that. So I'm. All I'm saying is.
No, we get what you're saying. You want to fucking see if your friends will suck a Vietnamese penis.
I'm saying that if you want to be my friend, you shouldn't be poor.
Start thinking outside the box.
Because if you're poor, some shit might go down.
Yeah. Also. Testing your limits of tolerance. What is this?
Oh, this is the same song. Oh, you can't hear it. Yeah. This is Say You Like Me.
She's just waiting for that one to take her hand and shake.
We gotta take a break. I'm just saying that because this song is fucking playing.
Wait.
I wish my heart was always on her mind.
God damn it!
Is this the same one?
Yeah.
So I'm never going down, I'm never getting up is the chorus.
I guess so, yeah.
It's almost like ska, like Sublime a little.
Do not compare this to Sublime. Fuck you.
Sugar, right?
We'll be right back after I go kill myself on the About Last Night show. See ya. So put your hands up if you like me, and say you like me.
Whoa. To the GoCast Network. Hi, guys. I'm Justine Marino.
And I'm Justin Martindale.
Tune in to the Justin and Justine Show Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the GoCastNetwork.com. Get it!
Greg Buckstar Seitz here for the GoCast Network.
I'm Gary Garver, formerly of The Howard Stern Show, and I love the GoCast Network, Greg. It's awesome.
I love the GoCast Network, too, and you know what I love about it is the partnerships we have, like with Ustream.
I dig Ustream.
Me, too. What a great place to watch live content like we do 30 shows a week live.
Yeah, we're kicking ass here at the GoCast Network, and how can people check out our shows on Ustream?
Well, what they can do is they can go to GoCastNetwork.com, click on the little live preview, boom. It opens right up. You're watching on GoCast and bonuses to Ustream because guess what? It's their little thing.
We got some great shows here.
We do.
Check us out. GoCast Network.
GoCast Network.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
Oh, my God. That song is still in my head.
It's catchy, man, and that's the power of catchy songs. I mean,
you know,
Call Me Maybe was in my head. It's in my head right now.
Right.
I'm literally talking to you and singing Call Me Maybe in my head.
And the Rebecca Black Friday song. Remember how terrible that fucking song was?
How did that go?
It's Friday.
Look how quickly
I just...
Gotta
get down on Friday. Yeah, that retarded
Yo, the power
shit.
Of a catchy song.
Even if you hate it.
Umbop?
Hey, how dare... How dare you talk bad about the sacred ballad that is Mbop.
The sacred ballad.
Yes, it's the sacred ballad.
You know, and
what's this?
What was that?
Oh, I know this. Oh, it's back.
Turn down just a little bit. How many of the lyrics do you know?
7 a.m. gotta be up in the morning. Gotta go downtown.
Pretty
my cereal. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have my cereal. That's a rhyme.
Ugh. The fact that it's all monotone like it's a rap is so great.
My friends. In the front seat, kicking in the back seat.
That little pause before front seat and back seat.
Hey, that's a problem in today's youth.
Friday, gonna get down on Friday.
So
alright, that's enough, Dick.
We just lost all of our listeners. This is now a 12-year-old girl show.
Wow, can you imagine? We will never be the demographic for 12-year-old girls. Unless we start talking about 12-year-old girl things.
Nice.
In a segment we call Brad and Adam Talk About 12-year-old girl things.
Hey, so like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez broke up?
I heard about that.
Oh my God, but I hope they get... No, but she is totally not right for him.
She isn't, you know. She can do so better.
Oh my God, I mean like she's just positive. She's just nothing but positive.
And she's positive.
And then Bieber's hanging out with like Victoria's Secret models.
I know.
And just like he's got like
he's
fancy cars.
He's such a man. He's just so like, I'm Bieber and I can get whatever I want.
So
she
terrible.
Should write a song about him.
Absolutely. Just like a big F you song. Like, you know, she doesn't curse. So maybe just like, I don't like you very much.
I don't
much.
Like you very much.
Yes.
And here's my problem with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just lists a bunch of problems.
It was so hard to focus on that this weekend because the new Twilight movie came out.
Oh my God, I saw that. Oh my God. Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Oh, Team Edward? How dare you if you're
okay.
Team Jacob?
Are
you Team Jacob?
I'm just not a fan of werewolves.
We can't be friends!
You know what? Oop. I just had my period.
And this concludes Adam and Brad talk about 12-year-old girl things.
Gone and made me crack. Now's the time to watch your back.
It's called I Don't Like You Very Much?
Make me
that's an actual song?
Of my team.
I thought it was from Twilight. That's how little I know about Twilight. Dick, turn that down for a minute.
Yeah,
let me tell you quick. Okay, so the movie that I'm in called The Heat.
Coming out in April.
The trailers just started playing.
Is it online? Can people see
yes.
it?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the movie's called The Heat.
I'm in the rated R trailer. The trailer that's out right now is the Green Band trailer. The like
okay.
PG, like, they started playing it before Twilight, right? So start introducing the characters and everything.
Oh, boy.
So a friend of mine goes, hey, I have an extra ticket to Twilight. You want to come? And I go,
yeah.
Definitely not. I think you have the wrong number. This is, you're calling a grown man
right.
who does not believe in vampires or people who turn into werewolves unless their name rhymes with Michael J. Fox. So she goes, okay, well, you could have just said no, you dick. And I go, all right. So I go, don't call me the name of one of my pals slash great new podcast producer.
There you go.
And she goes, what? And I go, all right, back to the movie. I'm not seeing it. She goes, but aren't they playing the Heat trailer before? And I go, oh, yeah. She goes, come to see the trailer, see a couple minutes of the movie, bail. Like, all right, sounds good. Movie starts. All the young girls are going crazy. Like,
yeah.
Literally, there's probably two other dudes in this theater.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're on dates, unfortunately.
For sure. My friend, her sister, eight girls with them. It's just
sure.
clumps of girls, right?
Yeah.
So there's a symbol, a Twilight symbol at the very beginning,
okay.
almost like the Orion from Neverending Story, some sort of like little
dare
symbol.
Yeah.
So it comes on like a little flash and it's on fire and all the girls just go ape shit as if
yeah.
fucking Santa Claus came out and then took off his beard and it was Bieber. And so they're screaming and then they start introducing the names on the screen, like, you know, Robert Pattinson. They all go crazy. Kristen
yeah.
Stewart, they all go,
yeah. Oh.
And they all start laughing at their distaste for her, like,
yeah,
you know,
because yeah.
they all knew it was going on.
Right.
Other names pop up, you know, cheers, no cheers. One name popped up towards the end that nobody cheered for, and I just go, yeah! I go, come on, yeah! Yeah! And, like, you hear people laughing, and then a lot of people just, like, looking back at me. Like, who? Like, not only is there a 30-year-old, possibly 40-year-old voice screaming from the back.
Yeah.
So then the movie starts. Again, I know nothing about it, and things are happening, and Robert Pattinson, and they're jumping through the woods, and I'm laughing, because it's just ridiculous.
Right.
And people are way into it and cheering, and at one point, Taylor Lautner goes... So Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart have had a baby now, and,
okay.
and they go...
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, yeah. Well, fuck.
Go
yeah.
fuck yourself.
So she goes... So she brings the baby out, and Taylor Lautner goes, hey, can I have it back now? And all the girls start laughing, and I go to my friend, I go, why are they laughing? And she goes, Taylor Lautner's in love with the baby. And I go, what? I go, wait a minute, does he want to fuck the baby? And she looks at me and goes, what? And I go... Don't look at me like that's a ridiculous thing to say, right?
Yeah.
You just said this guy who is a werewolf is
right.
in love with a baby. She goes, yes, because blah, 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 blah. And he's in love with her. And that's how it's in the werewolf's genes to be in love with like babies that spawn from a vampire and someone who just became a vampire. And I go, so he wants to fuck the baby? And she goes, what? And I go, you know what? I got to go. This is 10 minutes in. I go, I don't know. I'm done. I
Wait.
Tried.
When it gets to werewolf pedophilia, that's where you draw
yeah.
the line, Adam Ray.
Well, also, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Also, when you start to try to explain to me the reasoning behind a werewolf
mm-hmm. well, and
wanting to have relations with an infant.
Right. And
hey,
see,
man.
And see, that's the thing. When that's why, ladies, you can't get mad at your guy when we start talking about Star Wars. And you're like, oh, that's stupid. It's like a big dog.
Well, first of all, Star Wars is way cooler than any Twilight movie.
Yeah.
The effects are way better.
Yeah, the acting's better. People don't breathe. Chewie doesn't glow.
Yo,
it comes out in the light.
I'll even take Jurassic Park 3 over any Twilight movie.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And the first one not only is the greatest movie of all time, one of them, in my opinion.
Damn right.
Because here's the thing about Jurassic Park. That was the first movie that really utilized the CGI technology and made us think, like, whoa, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Before Jurassic Park, if somebody was like, dude, did you hear that in the bushes? Was that a T-Rex? You'd be like, you got to stop smoking pot, Eric. But, like, after Jurassic Park, if you're like, dude, was that a T-Rex? You're like, wait, where?
It could be a T-Rex.
Maybe it's a Velociraptor. I heard they hide out in bushes outside of Rite Aids. I don't know. It's just the fucking the CGI. Jurassic Park 2, you know, because before that, you're like, all right, dinosaurs don't exist, right? You're like, dinosaurs, we saw them in books. We saw cartoons of them. We saw the TV show Dinosaurs. And then Spielberg goes, you know what? Yeah, what if they actually were real and walked around the streets? And Jeff, and Jeff Goldblum was your only hope.
We're all fucked. We've got a lot going on this show, but I wanted to do a quick round. We have...
I'm not done, man.
No,
anyway, Jurassic Park 2 opens with Vince Vaughn, and Sam Neill is still there. And I got to be honest, at first I was like, nah, you know what? He did his job in the first one. Let's bring on a new crew. But you know what? He was there, and I was into it. And then in the third one, give me a second, man. I got a Jurassic Park rant all ready to go here.
Damn it.
All right, here we go. What do you want to talk about?
Well, the fans were saying that they missed some of the old games that we were playing and the old bits, so I thought I would bring back a little game called What Will Adam Believe? This game is based on the fact that Adam will believe anything. He's very naive. And
I'm gullible, man. I'm also a trusting human being, man. I give people the benefit of the doubt. When my dad said I do, I thought, hey, man, he means that. Little did I know, he whispered off to the side, I do. Plan on fucking other women. You know. And, you know, I wish I was around to have heard that little aside,
sure.
But I wasn't. I was inside of his sperm.
And
I was inside of his penis as a sperm.
Yeah, you're a ball bag.
Let's just. I was inside of his sperm.
There you go.
How does that work?
I don't know. But
Dick, do you have music? Do you have theme song for this? What will Adam believe?
No, he doesn't have theme. Anyway, moving on. So, and this also stems from the fact that you, a kid, told you that your parents, after they got divorced, were getting back together.
A kid I did not know.
A kid you did not know, and you believed him. You thought that was going to happen. That this random kid that you don't know.
That was an awful moment, by the way.
Would have inside knowledge.
Inside knowledge. Yeah, the fact that this kid bought at recess of all places would like divulge this information to me. You'd think even if somebody had, you know, info of that magnitude would at least pull you aside after school and go, hey, man, so my mom knows your mom, and apparently things are on the up and up.
Oh, yeah?
I know you said I'm never going up, I'm never going down. And I know that those are the lyrics of a great band that is yet to be formed that will someday have some hostile fans towards a dwarf on a plane. But that's besides the point. Today, your parents. Whoa, really? No, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, just fucking with you. So here's what we do. I read three stories. One of them is true. Two of them are false. And Adam tries to pick out the one that is the true story.
This game sounds a lot easier than it's...
Because you are 0 for 3, I believe.
I think the last one I believe was do alligators prefer black meat over white meat?
And you believed
And it. I believed it when they said black meat.
So here we go.
I don't know shit about animals, man.
These are three stories, one true, two false. Dolly Parton once finished in third place in a Dolly Parton look-alike contest featuring drag queens. That is story number one.
Okay.
Story number two.
If you can find any music to play behind this stick, instrumental, it'd be great.
Story number two.
Jesus Christ. You couldn't have come up with a better song.
You're really going to cue interrupting Tony Danza.
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something,
right? We're doing a bit.
My tooth is the relics. Hey, how well do I know my own song? Don't say it, friends. Going friends. Give them right to rent the bend. Friends and times. Walking down two streets.
Oh, this is terrible.
Eating chips.
Why did you encourage Tony?
And some carrot beets.
You
in the time you get.
It's not the lyrics, Tony.
Four times. Get the friends and all the joy.
That's
get in my
lyrics,
van,
Tony.
I'll take you down.
No.
Up and down and up. Up and down. Friends in life and friends all day.
God damn it, Tony Danza.
All right.
Interrupting Tony Danza. Okay. That's all right. Story number two. Since the NHL strike, sales of dildos in Canada have gone up 20%.
What?
Okay, that is story number two. Story number three. According to a new study, people who eat meat are more likely to steal, fight, and become sex offenders, more likely to do so than vegetarians.
All right.
So your three stories, just summarize. Remember, one is true, two are false. Play along at home. Dolly Parton once finished in third place in a Dolly Parton look-alike contest featuring drag queens.
Sure.
Due to the NHL players' strike, sales of dildos in Canada have gone up 20%. And according to a new study, people who eat meat are more likely than vegetarians to steal, fight, and become sex offenders. Which one, Adam Ray, is the true story?
The Dolly Parton one, for sure. Because there's no correlation between dildo sales and hockey.
Mm-hmm.
as I say that with no knowledge of either of those topics, hockey or dildos.
Sure.
And the last one, something about vegan, organic, fucking burnt, you know. Hey, try the sushi, the Kegel meat. I don't, whatever.
The Kegel meat?
It's the Dolly Parton. I believe that because I've.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he chooses.
Because there's a lot of trannies that look like Dolly Parton.
The Dolly Parton story. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an historic moment on the About Last Night show. That is the true story.
Oh.
He did it. Congratulations, Adam Ray. Woo.
This is a momentous day. Can I hear those children scream one more time?
Just kidding.
Hey, kid. Wait, ready? I'm going to cue you for it. Ready? Hey, kids. Who wants candy out of my pocket? Not to mention balloon animals. That wasn't a balloon animal. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. I know. I know. We gotta go. All so, Adam, plug your stuff.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. All my videos, AdamRayTV.com. My newest video is up on the front of Funny or Die right now. It's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, the unedited version where I dubbed all the voices.
I saw
Peppermint Patty is a big black man. Yeah. Thank you. I will be at the Las Vegas Improv November 27th through December 2nd. Go to tickets at improv.com.
All right. And BradWilliamsComedy.com for me. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. I'm taking the month of December off of touring. I'm not going anywhere. I like to hang in town.
Hell yeah.
I've done 46 weeks on the road this year. I'm taking a month off of touring. Just going to focus on this podcast and how to make things better. You guys have been awesome listeners. Remember to tweet us your insults that are random food and then a body part. And this is based on some guy calling somebody else biscuit lips. You guys were great. This is the About Last Night show. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Go Cast Network.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.